You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Unraveling the folds of Afro-Celt sound system is like trying to find the beginning of a Celtic knot.
Where's the intersection? Well, where do you want to start? Musically, socially, politically, spiritually?
That's Simon Emerson, the founding member of Afro-Celt sound system. And it's little wonder he doesn't know where to start. Listen to whistle and boron player James McNally describing the first recording sessions of the group.
We had a week in a hut. Jamie Reed came up and put up all his hangings, wall hangings and paintings. And the musicians would flow in. There could be Armenian shepherds coming into the studio one day, and suddenly some Indian tabla players.
Afro-Celt sound system is the end result of 100 years of rapid transit, mass communication, and technology. It's the global village gone wild. Afro-Celt sound system is a music of connection rather than chaos. It was born during a 1995 Real World Recording Week, an annual global jam session at singer Peter Gabriel's studios. But the initial idea came when Simon Emerson was working in electronic dance music and producing African musicians Manu Dibango and Baba Maal.
There are obvious intersections that I heard when I first went to Senegal in 92 to work with Baba Maal. You get triplets. You get a lot of rhythm patterns based around, to put it crudely, all that kind of stuff, you know, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, which is the kind of lilting, bubbling rhythm that you get on the Irish drum, the Baron, and throughout Irish music.
And then there's the melodies, emerging of African kora and Irish harp, and the voices of Nefali Kouyaté from West Africa and Ireland's Iarla Ó-Lanard. Ó-Lanard is one of the keepers of Ireland's traditional Shano singing, although the music of Afro-Celt pushes the limits of his heritage.
Gets the hell beaten out of it. I think, to be honest with you, the type of singing that I'm doing on this album really couldn't be classified as Shanos at this point. The great strength and the great value of Shanos to the project that I'm doing now is that it does dig very deep into the resources of the soul, if you like, to find what's necessary to carry off that performance.
Rain becomes silver. Leaves turn to gold. Club become amber. Wind turn to snow.
Producer Martin Russell is the man responsible for stitching together the Afro-Celt quilt. You can hear the computers humming in the background of his studio, where he draws together percussion jam sessions, electronic rhythm programs, kora and whistle solos, and even bits and pieces from other songs.
Well, some of the things come from being a combination of different elements. Some of the things, I mean, the simpler tracks, like, for instance, Onwards, I mean, that was, essentially based around a chord progression that we had from a track that we worked on, which, in fact, didn't make album two, but this particular thing was a B section for it. And Nefali's original vocal was something which was kind of thrown in spontaneously, along with a lot of very free-flowing kind of, you know, out there singing. You know, as soon as I sifted through that, I realised that we've got a really powerful refrain there, and it was worth building a song around that.
The Afro-Celts are drawing from centuries-old traditions, like that of kora player, an African griot, and Nefali Kouyaté.
My father and my grandfather, all my ancestors, are griots.
Iarla Ó-Lanard's traditional Shano singing began sounding more like Nefali on every album, and Nefali is finding a deeper Irish melodicism in his voice. Simon Emerson.
When Nefali sings on All Remains, you don't think, oh, here's an West African singer collaborating with a Gaelic singer. There is a musical synergy there.
You don't
Afrokelt's sound system remains an open-ended exploration, and they have often included performers outside the core group, including singers Sinead O'Connor, Peter Gabriel, and Robert Plant. James McNally says it takes a certain type of musician to play with the band, like Canadian flamenco guitarist Jesse Cook.
We knew instinctively he was an Afrokelt and a fellow collaborative musician that, you know, we require on nearly all the tracks we put together.
He has a name for that quality, Afrokeltism.
Afrokeltism, probably, maybe it's a little bit too self-satisfying to say that, but I feel that certain musicians we come across around the world, I've often called them, well, they're definitely an Afrokelt. It's a way of being musically, the language of how open they are to connect.
Simon Emerson acknowledges that there is a danger of ethno-kitsch and faux exotica for Afrokelt sound system's global fusion.
We don't really get into massive arguments about authenticity because we've always said that, you know, we're not trying to photocopy Irish or African music in its pure authentic form. We're trying to combine roots music and make new music out of it. So in that sense, we're modernists. So, you know, everything's up for grabs.
But Irla O'Leonard feels it's even deeper than that. He recalls an Afrokelt sound system tour through Berlin.
We were sitting around talking and smoking and having a chat, and some of us were in bed, and Nefali started singing a song very quietly on the Kora, and we just thought, you know, what a lovely song. But then our names started being mentioned, and it was a song of praise, and Musa started singing as well from the other end of the bus, this song of praise. It was at that point that I really felt we had truly connected with these guys to the extent where they really trusted us, really understood how much we cared about them, and perhaps also understood the value of being in a band that can progress that sort of thinking.
James McNally puts it in slightly more cosmic terms.
I mean, the Afrokelts have gone beyond a place in Ireland or a place in Africa to me. What the music means to me now is almost like I could walk on any part of the world and feeling as if I belong, almost as feels I'm outside the actual cosmos, looking back down on it.
Afrokelt sound system has been on something of a hiatus over the last 5 years. But they have a new double CD collection coming out called Capture, and they're promising a return with new music. Echoes listeners voted them number 15 of 20 icons of Echoes. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.